So then in 2018, it got approved. So people ask, Monk, what happened? What changed between 2011 and 2018? Why did Bev not get approved in 11, but it did in the EU and other countries, and now it is in the US? And there are three reasons. And I want to, if you just humor me,
go for
the
it.
first reason is that we helped message to the FDA that progression-free survival was a valuable endpoint. So the idea was that it had to be overall survival, but because post-progression therapy was so long, patients got lots of therapy, you could never reach an overall survival benefit. So that was a key process, and we had a consensus with the FDA, and the FDA is a co-author on that paper. Herzog is the first author. They said, okay, fine, PFS is fine. And then, as I said, in 2018, 30% of docs were using it anyways. Off-label, and the FDA hates that. The FDA hates oncologists out there doing stuff that they can't regulate. So one, PFS is valuable. Two, doctors were doing it anyways, and the FDA couldn't regulate. And the third reason was that there was some CA-125s as progression in there, which made the progression-free survival only 4 months. So when we took the CA-125 progressions out, censored them, if they will, the progression-free survival went from 4 to 6 months. And there was more traction about the magnitude of the clinical benefit based on the RECIST sort of PFS endpoint rather than the 4-month CA-125 endpoint that was published in the New England Journal in 2011. So PFS is valuable. Docs were using it anyways. And we looked at the real PFS difference based on CAT scans, not serologic markers. And all three of those things led to the FDA approval on June 13th, 2018.
So, though, just to clarify, this trial that you were talking about, that was presented at the SGO that just happened?
So 252, the IP trial, no, it was presented at SGO 2 years ago, maybe even three, the IP trial.
This is the one with all three arms getting Bev?
Correct. 3 years ago, probably.
Okay.
And it was a hot topic then. Like you say, we kind of forgot about it. It's nobody's fault. But when it comes out in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, it will recirculate.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard you say, that it was just
Yeah.
getting published now. Okay.
That's
So,
right.
okay. So just to clarify, though, because although people were really focused on the higher risk patients in 218, if I understand the approval, it didn't specify that the patients had to be high risk, did it?
Brilliant. No, it didn't.
So,
And I don't know why.